UK Armed Forces Allowing Transgender Personnel in Female Accommodations. By Kurt Sindulka on February 23, 2024. The British Armed Forces have determined that biologically male transgender military personnel can stay in female-only accommodations to match with their affirmed gender. A document outlining the official guidance from the UK military on the management of transgender personnel stated that as soon as an individual claims to being going through a so-called gender transition, they should be provided accommodation that is appropriate to their affirmed gender, meaning that biological males could be housed in female-only barracks and other accommodations. The document, seen by the Telegraph, went on to state, from the date of transition, the person should also have use of the toilet and changing room facilities appropriate to their affirmed gender. Under no circumstances should a transgender person be expected, after transitioning, to use the facilities of their assigned gender. Concerns have been raised that the policy could further put female soldiers and other military personnel at risk of being sexually abused. Conservative MP Sarah Atherton, who has previously overseen investigations into sexual assault and harassment in the military, accused the armed forces of not having thought this through properly. "Having done extensive work around women in the armed forces, I am fully aware of the extent of sexual abuse that has gone on and continues to go on. Women need to have secure accommodation where they feel safe," she said. The disclosure of the policy comes after Defense Secretary Grant Shapps announced last week that he will be conducting a review into the extremist culture of diversity, equity, and inclusion policies within the Ministry of Defense, MoD. Shapps announced the review after it was revealed that the British Army was planning on lowering its standards for officer security clearances because they were prohibitive to overseas recruits and thereby undermining the agenda to increase diversity within the ranks of the officer corps. Critics, however, have noted that the Conservative Party has been in power for over a decade and therefore could have stopped the encroaching leftist ideology within the armed forces years ago. A source close to the Defense Secretary cited by the Telegraph claimed that Shapps will also include policies surrounding transgenderism within the military in his review of the woke agenda of the MoD. The broadsheet went on to claim that sources within the MoD maintained that it was a rare occurrence to have personnel of opposite sexes using the same facilities, claiming that it is more often the case that personnel are provided with lockable single accommodations with private washrooms. However, a female member of the Royal Air Force, speaking on condition of anonymity, claimed that during a recent overseas deployment, she was forced to share washroom facilities with both women and biological men. "Trainees are considered our most vulnerable as they are the youngest, most inexperienced," she said. "It's fair to say that people who are in the early stages of their career are potentially being put at risk by not having female-only spaces protected." Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to sindulka@breitbart.com.